Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Kuf Vav, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Hei Yomid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Matzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufu Shalema for Yair Yehoshua Ben Chaya Atara, Shlomo Ben Chaya Leia, and Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda. So again, the topic is the Shloisha Malachim and the Arba Hedyotos. The Shloisha Malachim are Yeravam, Achav, and Menasha. The Arba Hedyotos are Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, Vegechas. So, yesterday's daf, the latter part of the daf, we began discussing Bilam. So, Bilam is one of the four people mentioned in the Mishnah as Hedyotos. She'ein lem chelek la'olam haba. So, just a little bit of an introduction in terms of who exactly Bilam was. So, obviously, when you're learning about Yeravam, Achav, Menasha, Gechazi, Achitofel, Doeg, so a lot of an introduction is necessary. Bilam is, of course, mentioned in the Torah at great length. There's a whole Parshas Bilam, Parshas Balak, mentioned in the Torah, stating that sometimes we forget even the obvious, so it's kedai to just very briefly go through the story of Bilam as it's going to be the subject of the overwhelming majority of today's daf. So the pasuk begins at the beginning of Parshas Balak. Vayar Balak ben Tzipor is kol asha asi Yisrael le'amayri. The Yidden are en route, they're on their way into Eretz Yisrael, and they had just gone through the land of Amayri, and they defeated Sichon Melech Amayri. They also went through the land of Bashan, and they defeated the infamous Og Melech HaBashan. Now, Og and Sichon were very powerful kings. They were brothers, and nobody was able to defeat them. When the Yidden defeated them, Balak Melech Moav, who wasn't as powerful as a king, he had a much smaller shtetl. He sees what the Yidden had done to Sichon and Og. He said, I'm in big trouble. I better find a way to fight them. And he knew he wasn't going to fight them with swords. He wasn't going to fight them with tanks. So he had to come up with something a little bit original. And he had an idea. So he decides that he's going to go reach out to Bilam. Bilam is the great Gentile Navi at the time. He's going to commission him. He's going to pay him. He's going to give him a lot of money, a lot of covet. Let him come down and let him curse Klal Yisrael. Come from a little bit of a different perspective. The Pasuk says that he sends some emissaries of Moav. Additionally, emissaries of Midian, they tagged along by Yavoyu El Bilam, by Yadabra El of Divri Balak. They come with the message by Imra Aleyan. So Bilam hears what he's being asked to do. So he says, listen, I can't give you an answer right now, because before I do something like this, I take upon this kind of job, I have to consult with Hashem. I have to hear if he's okay with this. So he tells him, Linu Paya Laila, why don't you stay here overnight? And I'm going to give you a response, depending on what Hashem tells me. Either way, Hashem comes to Bilam that night. And he says, tell me, I understand you had visitors this morning. Who are those visitors? So Bilam answers Hashem, Balak ben Tzipor, Melech Moav, Shalach Elai. These were Shluchim, they came from Balak ben Tzipor. And the Shlichos that he sent was that the Yidden are on their way into Eretz Yisrael. He's very afraid of them, and he wants me to go curse them. Hashem tells Bilam, don't go with them. You have no right to curse the Yidden. They're baruch. They're not deserving of any klois. And as a result, you stay put. Tell them this is not something you can do. Bilam wakes up in the morning. And he tells the sarim of Balak, I'm sorry, I can't help you. Go home. Hashem refuses to allow me to come along. The sarim might have listened to Bilam. They go back to Balak. And they tell Balak what Bilam told him. But Balak wasn't happy. So Balak decides he's going to try again. And this time he sends a very impressive entourage. They show up at Bilam's front door. No, don't refuse. Bilam told him, he says, listen, you could offer me all the money in the world. Immediately, Balak like basic kesef is off. I cannot go keneged Hashem, lasis ketana, to do something small like gedayla, or to do something big. Stating that, if you want, I'll ask God again tonight. Let me hear. I'll try this a second time. Maybe this time he's going to give me rishos. The pasuk says, "Vayavel kima Bilam." Lahil Hashem comes to Bilam that night. Vayomer lo, and he tells him, "Listen, in mikroy lecha bo anoshim, if they really want you to come, and like Rashi speaks that, and you really want to go, kum lechitam. You know what? You want it that badly, you can go." And Chazal tell us that really Hashem didn't want Bilam to go. He made it very clear the first time. And there was no way that Bilam was going to be successful in cursing the Yidden. Ki baruchu, because Klal Yisrael was baruch. But you want it that badly? That's the chutzpah the Gemara spoke about in yesterday's naf. You want it that badly? I'll give it to you. But you're going to see it's going to end up being your downfall. Stating that, the pasuk says, Vayokam Bilam Aboikir. Bilam wakes up in the morning. He himself, he doesn't wait for his hosbucher, he doesn't wait for his gabba, he himself takes his donkey, and he goes together with the sari miach. This is where the malach comes in. Now Rashi says, who's this malach? This malach was a malach shel rachamim. Because this malach realized that this was going to be the ultimate downfall for Bilam. And he was going to give Bilam a chance to do tshuva, to repent. So the malach comes and he stands in the way of the donkey. He's trying to do everything he could. There's traffic, he has a flat tire, everything he can possibly do to try to get Bilam not to be able to go and curse Klal Yisrael. Because again, he's a malach shel rachamim. That's his job. His job is to look out for people, even for Bilam. He's looking out for him. Either way, we all know the next part of the story where Bilam has no idea why the donkey is acting so strange. He's acting strange because the malach is in his way. And he hits the donkey once, he hits him twice, and then he hits him a third time. To the point where finally, by Hashem esenei Bilam, Hashem opens up the eyes of Bilam, and he sees that the malach is nitzav aderech. The charbei shlufa v'yoda. He sees a malach. He says, "Whoa!" Vayikad vayestachav ulaapav. Vayemer elch malach Hashem. The malach tells Bilam, "Al mohi kisa es asoin chazesh shalish regalim." He says, "Why did you hit your donkey three times?" Hini anoichi yotzasi l'satan ki yarech aderech l'negdi. Don't you realize I'm out here? I'm trying to protect you. Either way, Bilam tells the Malach, "Tossi, you're right, I sinned. Kilo yodati, I didn't know ki ato nitz of the crossi baderech. I shouldn't have hit a donkey." It's unbelievable. This is a man that's going to curse an entire nation, and he's being reprimanded for hitting a donkey three times. Va'ato, and now, imra be'enecha oshuvali. So, what do you want me to do now? Vayimim Malach Hashem el Bilam, the Malach told Bilam, "Lechem ha'anoshem, if you really want to go," and again, Chazal tell us that Bilam wanted to go so badly. Hashem told him, don't go. He was persistent. He decided he's going to go again. So many things are happening along the way where it should be obvious in that this is not something he should do. Turns out it was a malach that was literally intervening, trying to get him not to go. He wants to go anyways. And even after he sees the malach says, listen, if you want to go, b'derech shadam roitzel leilech meliganoi, so you really want to go, you can go. He says, yeah, he wants to go. And it was all because of the sinner that he had for the Yidden. He really wanted to curse the Yidden. The bottom line is, so the malach says, you want to go, you can go. However, the same caveat, that's adover asher adabri alecho isi tadaber, you could only say what I tell you to say, vayelech bilam imsari bilak. Either way, so the pasuk continues and says, that Bilam shows up, Balak gives him COVID, and then the next day, Bilam wakes up bright and early. It's time for him to do what he needs to do. So, Bilam turns to Balak. He says, this is what I'm going to need in order to curse the Yidden. I need you to build 7 mizbechos. Shiva parim v'shivim elim. I need 7 parim and I need 7 elim. We're going to be makriv 14 karbonos, and after I'm makriv the 14 karbonos, I'm going to be able to do my thing. I'll be able to be mekalel Klal Yisrael. Vayaz Balak Hashadibar Bilam. So Balam did what Bilam told him to do. Vayal Balak uvilam par va'ayil bamizbeach. Vayomer Bilam the Balak. And now Bilam tells Balak, I want you to stand here and I'm going to go now meditate. I'm going to get my nevuah, and through my nevuah, that's where the kol is going to happen. Why did it have to happen through nevuah? Because it was very clear to Bilam that he was only going to be able to say what Hashem wanted him to say. Says the pasuk, "Vayosem Hashem dover b'fi Bilam, vayoymer shuvel Balak v'chois sedaber." This is what you should tell Balak. Vayisa mishali vayoymer, and we have some cryptic psukim, and this is the first set of what was supposed to be klolus, that was Bilam's intention when he came, but ultimately he only was allowed to say what Hashem told him to say, which were brachas. He says, "Min aram yancheni balak melech moyev mahari kedem, l'cho orali Yaakov l'cho zayam Yisrael." Balak, you hired me. Paid me a lot of money to do a job. The job is I'm supposed to curse Yisrael. But my ekbev lekabri kel uma ezoyim leizam Hashem ki meroish tzur merenu umigvois ashirenu hein om levodad yishkoin ubagoyim lo yischasha mimona afar Yaakov umisper esrovi Yisrael. Some of the most famous psukim in the Torah. These came out of the mouth of Bilam, and these were the klolos that he had originally intended on giving, but because he was only able to say what Hashem told him to say, they end up being brachas. Either way, Balak hears what Bilam just said, and he says, Bilam, like, what in the world is going on? He says, that's not what I hired you to do. Me'o sisoli, lokoiv. I hired you to curse my enemy. And instead of cursing them, what you really did was you gave him a bracha. I told you already, I can't make this stuff. I don't make this stuff up. I'm only allowed to do what Hashem tells me to do. Either way, Balak says, you know what? Why don't we try to do this again? Maybe instead of going and building the mizbechas where we did them, let's go to a second place. Maybe in the second place we'll have more success. Either way, they go to a second place. And the same story, another set of brachas, which was supposed to be klalas. They try it a third time. Again, they bring 14 karbonas on the 7 mizbechos. And finally, on that last time, Bilam says the most famous of all is nevuas. Matevoy Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanei Sechi Yisrael. The bottom line is he was utterly unsuccessful. This didn't work. By the way, how many karbonas did they bring during this whole episode? It was 14 times 3. Back of the envelope, arithmetic, which is 42. Those are the Membeis Karbonis that we had in the last Gemara in yesterday's Daf. That Balak Ben Tzipor gave Hashem. It was in the schus of those 42 Karbonis, Yotza Mimenu Rus. The Gemara gives us the Yichas brief of Rus, exactly how she traces herself back to Balak. And the Gemara learns from here, Lo'olam Yasik Adam B'Toyer V'Mitzvah Shalei Lishma, Shemitoich Shalei Lishma Balishma. What was Balak's intention when he brought these Karbonis? This was to curse Klai Yisrael. What ended up happening? What ended up happening was that he Zoycha, that Malchus based David comes from him. Either way, so finally, Balak turns to Bilam and he says, listen, obviously this is not going the way we thought this was going to go. Three times you tried cursing the Yidden and all you're doing is giving them brachas. Let's just call it a day. Bilam turns to Balak and he says, I have an idea. We could do this from another angle. I understand what your intention is. Your intention is you want to try to neutralize the Yidden. You're afraid they're going to come through your land. Ati Yilachachu, right? That's what you're worried about. You're worried about them taking you down. There's another patent. You know what the other patent is? I'm going to tell you. But first, I have to bench Klal Yisrael one more time. And he gives him a fourth set of brachas. And then he says, L'cha Yatzah, I'm going to tell you what my etzah is. My etzah is, Eleheim shel elu soinei zimo. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not like znus. Be machshel the yidden with the znus. They're going to be down. Once they're down, they lose their koyach. You have nothing to worry about anymore. The kachava, the pasuk says, and that's really the end of Parshas Balak, which segues right into Parshas Pinchas. Vayeshev Yisro Bashitim, Vayochel Ha'om Liznois El Benois Maya, Vatikreno La'om. One thing led to another. It started off with the Bnei Smayav. It ended up with Baal Pa'ar. And then eventually there was a Magefa. Vayiu Ha'mesim Ba'Magefa Arbon Ve'esrim Elef U'Beroisham Zimri, who was one of the Nesiim in Klal Yisrael, Pinchas kills Zimri, and that's how you have Parshas Pinchas. Either way, that's the very brief story of Bilam. What's interesting is that the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachas, Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, that Parshas Balak is so important, it's so critical, that Omer Rab Avo Ben Zutrasi, Omer Rab Yehuda Bar Zvida, Bikshu L'Kfaya Parshas Balak B'Kriyashma, that the Anshe Knesset Gdoila wanted that every Yid should say Parshas Balak every single day. Where should you say it? In the middle of Kriyashma. It's unbelievable. So Kriyashma, you have Kabbalah on Malchus Shemayim, you have Kabbalah on Mitzvahs, and then you have the Parsha of Tzitzis. They want it in Kriyashma. Just like you have the Parsha of Tzitzis, which is included in all the Kabbalahs, you should say Parsha's Balak. Umipnei Maloi Kavua. Why didn't they? What's the reason? You'd say, because at the end of the day, it's Balak, it's Bilam. No. Mishum Terech Tzibur. Simply because davening would be too long. Fate the Gemara. What was the Havamina? Why did they want Parsha's Balak to be in the middle of Kriyashma? Is it because you have those words, Kel Mitzrayim Mitzrayim, and we're masker Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriyashma, Lema Parshas Ribbis, Parshas Meshkolos, there are other parshas in the Torah that mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Elo Amr Rav Yosi Barabim Mishum Dechsiv B'Haikra, because there's one prosig that's related to the theme of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that is, where that's related to the theme of Kriyashma, Kora Shochav Kari U'Kalovi Mi'ikimenu. Klal Yisrael goes to sleep, they go to sleep like a lion. They wake up like a lion, they're very relaxed, they're very calm. So when you wake up in the morning and you go to sleep at night, Kora Shachav Kari Ukalavi Miyikimenu. Either way, the Pnei Yeshua asks the obvious kasha on the Gemara. Really? Because of that one pasuk, and there was even a Havamin because Kel Mitzia Mitzrayim, you should mention the whole Parshas Balak in Kriyashma. Seems a little interesting. So he says, Pshat, based on a pasuk in Micha, the pasuk says in Micha, Ami, Zechorna Mayat Balak Melech Moyov, Umeono Isoy Bilom Ben Ba'ar, Menashitim Adagil Gulaman, that's Sitkir Sashem. Zechorna, the Novi says, There's a mitzvah to remember. So the Sheish Zechirois says the Pnei Yeshua, Micha said, Zecharna Mayad's Balak Melech Mayav, Ume'ono Isai Bila Ben Pa'ar. So the Anshik Knesset HaGdolah were darshaning their Pasuk in Micha, and they felt that you see from here, there's a mitzvah to remember the Parsha of Balak. To remember the Parsha of Balak. Again, what are we supposed to take away? There's a lot to take away. But if you want to look at it super high level, is that Bilam had this unbelievable koyach to go curse, but Klai Yisrael, they were Milam and Atevi, couldn't touch Klai Yisrael. That's very much the theme. He's supposed to give klolis, he ends up giving brachas. But the bottom line is that you see there's a mitzvah of Zecharna. So Solka Dayt Chamina, let's already throw it into Kriyishma. Why Kriyishma? Because Kara Shachav Kari. The bottom line is, that's the story of Balak. We're going to have a whole daf where the Gemara is going to go through a lot of these psukim. So we will do what we do. Either way, Zok de Gemara. Omali Rabbi Rabbi Bar Mori. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Yetev Elokim Hashem Shloimei Mishmecha, V'yigadol Eskisei Mikisecha. So the first Gemara is actually not related to Bilam. Says the Gemara, Eirach Haro Lameim Rolei Lamalka Hachi. Hashem tells David that Shloimei Melech is going to be greater than you. Can't talk that way to a king. You have to have covet for a melech. Omali, so he told him, Me'en Ka'omrolei. When he said Yetev Elokim Eshem Shloimei Mishmecha, he didn't mean that Shloimei is going to be more than Shmecha. To the contrary, Shloimei is going to be Me'en Shmecha. He won't be as great as you. When it says Tevoirach Minoshim Yoel, Eishes Chever Akedim Minoshim Ba'oil Tevoirach. Noshim Ba'oil Maninu. Who are the Noshim Ba'oil mentioned in that pasuk? Sara, Rivka, Rachel, Velea, Oirach Aro Lamei Marachi. Is it appropriate to talk that way about the Imahis, to say that Yael is greater than Sarah Rivka Rachelea Elame and Kamar? What it means is to the contrary, to Vairach Mi Noshim shall be gebenched, but may ain't noshim. Hachanami may ain't complete. Rabbi Yisrael Chayin, the Am Rabbi Yisrael Chayin, call Adam Iskana. A person is jealous. Couldn't be jealous from anybody. Chutz b'mdayu tell me that a person is never jealous from the success that his son has, or from the success that his Talmud has. If a person has a son or a Talmud that steig him over, it doesn't lead to kina. B'noi mi Shloimei. See that from Shloimei, because Hashem told Shloimei. Hashem told David, Yetev elikim Hashem Shloimei mishmecha v'yigadol kisai mikisecha. See, if it was appropriate to say that, and it wasn't a bizoyan to the Melech David, Vaistois, it's something that people are happy with. V'talmida, how do you know that a person's not miskanim? V'talmida, Iba Yisema, because the pasuk says, V'hino pishnayim beruchacha elai, V'iba Yisema, V'yismoich es yodav olavai vatzeo. The first pasuk is talking about Elisha. Elisha was zoichet to pishnayim of Elio. The Gemara in different places discuss what that means. Elio was Mechai Mason once, Elisha was Mechai Mason twice. V'iba Yisema, from Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua Benon, V'yosem dover b'fi vila. So, Bilam comes, he wants to curse, and Hashem put Dover b'fi Bilam. What was Dover? Rabbi Elazar im Malach. Rabbi Elazar says there was a Malach that was manipulating what came out of Bilam's mouth. Rabbi Yonis and Amar Chaka. No, there was something more physical that was affecting Bilam's speech, and that's why Bilam wasn't allowed to say what he wanted to say, but rather whatever Hashem wanted to say. Am Rabbi Yoichan, mi b'rchasi shalaisir rosh atalam mahoi b'liva. If you go through the brachas of Bilam, you can see what he was thinking. Again, Bilam wanted to curse, but at the end of the day, he only was allowed to, or was only able, capable of saying what Hashem wanted him to say. What was manipulating him? That's this Gemara we just learned, either a Malach or a Chaka. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Yochanan, that from Bilam's brachos, you can deduce what the klolos were going to be. He wanted to say, what did he say? To the contrary, Matoivu Olecha Yaakov, referring to the Bati Knesios and the Bati Midrashos. He wanted to say, Leisishre Shechina Aleihem. What did he say? Umishkenei Sechi Yisrael. He wanted to say, Leitehei Malchusam Nimsheches, that the Malchus shouldn't have a Hemshech. What did he say? Kinecholim Nitoyu. He wanted to say, Leyu Lehem Zesim Ukromim. He wanted that they should have a bad economy. What did he say? Kiganes Ali Noher. He wanted to say, Leyehei Recha Noidev. They shouldn't have a good smell, good fragrance. What did he say? Ka'aholim. Ma'aol is something that does have a good fragrance, not Hashem. He wanted to say, Leyu Lechem Melochim Balikoyma. That the king shouldn't be Balikoyma. They shouldn't be imposing people. What did he say? Ka'arozim Ali Moy. He wanted to say, Leyu Lechem Melech Ben Melech. That they shouldn't be in a place where they appoint a melech memelech. Instead, he said, Yizal Mayim Midoya. He wanted to say, Loisei Malchusam Shaletas Ba'umois. Instead, he said, Vizari B'mayim Rabim. And then finally, he wanted to say, Loisei Azam Malchusan. And he said, Viyorim Me'agag Malkoi. Loitei Emas Malchusan. Again, he wanted a downplay, denigrate the malchus, that even if they're going to have malachim, but it shouldn't be melech ben melech, the king shouldn't be imposing, they shouldn't be shaglates be'umois, they shouldn't be strong, they shouldn't be intimidating. He ends up saying, v'sinose malchus. Kulam chazru l'klalos. You have to halka. Bilam wanted a curse, he ends up benching. But years later, all those brachos ended up being what Bilam had intended them on being, which is kolos. Chutz, there was one exception. Mibati knesios, u'mibati midrashi shenever, because the pasuk says, "Vayafich Hashem alekecha lechos haklala livracha ki ahevcha Hashem alekecha klala v'loy kolos." There's one klala that was a bracha. I thought all the klalos were brachos. Right, read the psukim. It's only one klala that's bracha. All the klalos are brachas. There it is. The klalos were brachas, but then they became klalos. There's one klala that would always be a bracha, and that is matoivoy olecha yaakov. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rav Yoinas. What's right in the pasuk that says nemanim pitzei oyev v'natorois neshikoy soinei? I'd rather get beaten by a friend than be kissed by a soinei. Says the Gemara, Toiva Klolo, Shekil Achias Shiloin is Yisrael. The Klolo that Achias Shiloin gave Klai Yisrael was better than the Brocha Shebercha and Bilam Arash, and the Brocha that he didn't got from Bilam. Achias Shiloin Kila Yisrael become Achias Shiloin. That's after he tells Yeravam and Avot that you're going to be the king of the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. And he gives him an opportunity to be like David and Melech. But Yeravam ends up sinning, and as a result, Achia comes very sharp. And he gives Toichocho, Shenem Avihika Hashem as Yisrael Kasha Yonud Hakona B'mayim. Hashem is going to punish you the same way the reed is affected, the way it sways B'mayim when it's in the water. That was the Klola of Achia Shiloni. He compared the Yid into a reed in water. What's the point? Just like a reed has the ability to stand in water, meaning it can live in water, and its roots regenerate, meaning if you cut the reed, it's going to grow back up. Has a lot of roots. All the winds in the world can't take down the reed. The reed is, it's engineered in a way where it's able to stand there. And even though sometimes it's going to vackle, it's going to shuckle back and forth and forth and back when it's very, very windy. But at the end of the day, it's never going to be uprooted. So Achia Shiloini compares the Yidden, and literally in the darkest of times, that the Hikas Shemes Yisrael Kasheyonut Hakona B'mayim. Comparing Kaiso to a reed, yeah, because there's so much hidden bracha inside this klala. But what did Bilam Arasha do? Bilam gave brachas. Berachem be'eres. He compared them ka'arosim, he said. So you say, wow, they're like a cedar tree. But no, ma'eres e'ena in b'makamayim. It doesn't have the ability to stand in water. V'sharasha mu'atin. And it doesn't have many roots. V'ein gizay machlev. You cut down a cedar tree, it's not coming back. I feel a kol ruchah shabayim b'ayis v'noyishas le'im aziz v'mkoyimoy. And even though most winds can't take it down, but but Ruach Doraimus is able to be Yoikeret. Says the Gubalayoid, Elisha Zacha, Kana Lita Mimeno Komis. By the way, because of these character traits of the reed, it was Zaycha that the Komis that the Sefer uses, comes from a reed. The bottom line is, again, that even in the brachas of Bilam Arasha, you see this little subtle intent to try to harm the Yidden, and that is, he compares them to an Erez. Yeah, an Erez on the one end looks like some big, super impressive tree, but the truth is, if you know the rest of the story of the Erez is really not so impressive. That's in contrast to Achia Shiloini, who is being Makal of the Yidden, but he compares them to a Kana that at first glance looks like a measly Kana, but really, if you know the rest of the story, there was a lot of bracha inside the cloth. The pasuk says, Vayar es Akeni, Vayisa Mishole. So Bilam sees Keni, and he starts doing his thing. He starts giving brachas. Amalei Bilam li Yisrael. Who is Keni Yisrael? So Bilam turns to Yisrael and he says, Keni? What are you doing here? Lo yayisei manu b'yisei etza? Weren't you one of the three advisors of Paroi? Hava neschak malei? Weren't we together? Mi hayshivcha etza leisani oylam? What are you doing here? There were three people that were part of Paroi's inner circle. And Eluhein, Bilam, Iyoi, v'Yisroi. Bilam, Sheyatz, right? Paroi comes, we have to figure out some sort of solution, a final solution for the Jews. We need to do something. Havan is Chakmaloi. So he has his three advisors, Bilam, Iyoi, v'Yisroi. Bilam said, take the Jews down, kill them. Bilam Sheyatz, what was his punishment? Nereg. Years later, he would be killed by Pinchas. Iyav Sheshasak, Iyav was quiet. Iyav pleaded the fifth. Nidan Biyasurim. He was punished. The Yisroi Shebarach, Yisroi who ran away, Zachu Bnei Banav Leshev, Belishkas Agazes, he was Zaycha to become Moshe Shver. His grandsons would sit Belishkas Agazes, they would be the Sanhedrin, Shenemar, Mishmachai Seifrim, Yeshve Yaivitz, Terosim Shemosim, Suchosim, Hema Akid Mabot, Mechamas, Abi Beis Rechev, Uksivin Keni Chosim Moshe, Olam Yerat Morim, at the 8 o'clock of Keni, they're the Sanhedrin, and we know Keni is Chosim Moshe, he's really Yisroi. So the bottom line is, Yisroi, because he ran away, he wanted to have nothing to do with Hovin Eschak Malay, that's why he was Zaycha, that his descendants one day would sit on this Sanhedrin. So before we go weiter, just one ha'ara. So Bilam comes to the camp of the Yidden and he sees Keni. He sees Yisroi. He says, Yisroi, what are you doing here? We were buddies. We, once upon a time, we sat on the same board. We were part of Paroi's inner council of advisors and how did you end up here? So he tells him a story. This is the way I ended up here. I'll just tell you a nice ha'ara that I heard this week from my father's Rav. Rav Yosef Arendt. So the pasuk says in Parshas Baaloischa. So in Parshas Baaloischa, when the Yidden are going into, what did I do with it? When the Yidden are going into Eretz Yisrael, so they initially, this is before the Chet of the Meraglim, so they thought they were going to go right in and everything was going to be great. Vayomer Moshe l'Chayvav ben Ruel Amidyani. So Moshe goes to his Shver Chayvav, Chosein Moshe, Moshe Shver, right? And he tells him, Noisem Anachtum al Amokim HaShomer Hashem. Let's go, Mefut. And how long is it going to take? 3 days. It's in 3 days we're going to be in Eretz Yisrael. It was supposed to be perfect. What ends up happening? The Mesoinim, one thing leads to another, ends up being 40 years. But this is at the time where the Yidden think that they're going right into Eretz Yisrael. Yisroi says, I don't want to go, Moshe. I appreciate the offer. Thank you very much. But thanks, but no thanks. I want to go to my own land. He says, no. I don't want you to leave us. You know about the time that we've spent in the Midbar. And you will be for us to Einoyim. So what does the pasuk mean? Moshe tells Yisroi, I hear it's not something that you really want to do. You'd rather go back home. Got it. But at the same time, do me a favor. Please, don't leave us here. Why? Because you know about the life and times of the Jews in the Midbar. What does that mean? So he said, half of a fellow. He said that Moshe Rabbeinu had already seen rumblings. He knew that despite the fact that Hashem had just performed unbelievable miracles, and thank the Yidden Adam and Mitzrayim, but at the same time, there was a little part of the Yidden that wanted to go back to Mitzrayim. As a matter of fact, every time they hit a little bit of an obstacle, every time the Yidden stubbed their toe, so you have again with the Mesoinim and the Slav, and the they keep on going back, Nite Musenu, the Erev Rav, we want to go back. They didn't fully appreciate what it was they had. And the truth is, if you think about it, it's not such a chiddush, because on some level you could always rationalize and say avdu b'efkeren ichale. There is such an idea of avdu b'efkeren ichale, and to a degree there was a certain level of efkeres that the Yidden had. Now they're in the Midbar, they were just mekabel the Torah, kedusha. It's great, but at the same time, avdu b'efkeren ichale. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells Yisroi, he says, Yisroi, I need you. You know why I need you? Because you've been there, done that. You've seen the world. You've seen all the taivas of olam hazeh, and you gave it all up to come and be part of Klal Yisrael, because you recognize that this is the emes, this is the truth. And what may seem as something that people want is really a mistake, because at the end of the day, there's nothing greater than being part of Klal Yisrael. There's nothing greater than being an Eved Hashem and doing Torah mitzvahs. So he tells him, Al no tazay v'yisanu, don't leave us. Ki al ken yodato, you know. You were once one of the three advisors to Parah. You sat together with Bilam. You've been there, done that. You've seen it all. And you gave it all up. So please, Al yodato chanuseinu v'amidbar, you know what it's going to be like in the Midbar. I want you to be someone that people could look at, people could look up to, that me, Moshe Rabbeinu, was the leader of this nation, can point to you, my Shver, and say, look at my Shver. My Shver had everything, and trust me, he gave it all up for this. You know why? Because this is better than everything else. So sometimes you need somebody like that to be the muster, right? To be the person, the dmus of someone who gave it all up. And that's the emphasis over here, but either way, that's this Gemara, that Bilam sees Yisrael, he's like, what are you doing here? Either way, Zok the Gemara, Vayisa Mishali, Vayomer, Oi, Mi Yichye, Mi Sumaykel. What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Amrav Shem Ben Lakish, Oi, Misha Mechaye, Atzmoy, B'Shem, Kel. So Rashi has two pshat on what that means. It's also in parentheses. Some don't even have the girsa. Oisa Atzmoy, Eloika, Kamoy, Paro, Vichir. He's talking about people that make themselves into a Eloika, Paro, Chira. How is it ever possible for a person to think that he was God? Right? It doesn't make any sense. So Ayin Ramban al Teira, the Seres Hadibris, and the Pasuk Yielachal Lihim Achir Malpane. The Ein Kama Koyim. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said a different shot. Oyla Lo Uma Shah Ti Matzei B'Shasha Kadosh Baruch Hu Eisa Pinyan Lamanu. Woe is to the nation that Hashem is going to find chepping Klal Yisrael when He comes to redeem Klal Yisrael. So when the ultimate redemption is going to happen and Hashem is going to want to save the Jews, whoever at that time is giving the Yidden a hard time, Oyla Lo'uma, let him beware. Mi matol ksusoy, and he explained it with a mashal. It's like somebody taking a baguette and putting it between a lovi and a lovia. That's a male and a female lion, b'shosh and is gokin zemze. Just like that would be very dangerous, so too it's very dangerous to get in between Hashem and Klal Yisrael when it comes time for the redemption. But sin, Biyad Kitim. So this is in the fourth set of brachas that Bilam said, which if you look at the psukim, they're really nevuas about Achus Hayamim. So Fitzim, ships are going to come out of Kitim. Kitim is a land. Amarav, which land is Kitim? Libun Asper. The Inu Asher, the Inu Aver, Ad Asher Kotli Mikdal. Again, this is referring to something that's going to happen in the future that I think Chazal said is referring to the Romans. But either way, the Inu, they're going to afflict Asher, the Inu, and they're going to afflict Aver, again, two lands, Ad Asher, Kotli, Mikta, up until Asher, they're going to kill me, Kam Ve'elich, Meshavdi, Shabudi, they're not going to kill, but they're going to be Meshavet. Hini, Ho'elich, La'ami, L'cho, Yotza, Asher, Yasa, Ha'om, Azeh, La'amcha. Let me give you an Eitzah. So this is after he sees that he can't be Makal, because as much as he's trying to be Makal, the Malach, or the something physical, something's not allowing him to do what he wants to do. So he says, okay, I have plan B. What's plan B? I'm going to give you an Eitzah. Now, what does he say? I'll give you an Eitzah of what this nation is going to do to your nation. As if to say what Klal Yisrael is going to do to Moyav. Is what it's supposed to be in the verse. Rashi says in the second pshat, the Torah didn't want to say it as if something bad's going to happen to the Yidden, so it says it as if the Yidden are going to do something to Moyav. But of course, the Eitzah is an Eitzah for Moyav to do something to the Yidden. Says the Gemara. What was Bilam's Eitzah? And the Gemara is going to tell it to us in somewhat detail. Omar Lehem. So Bilam turns to Moyav and he says, Elikeim shel elu soyne zimahu. The God of the Jews, he hates nus. Behem esav leklei pishtan. I happen to know, I have inside information, that the Jews, they want new clothing. Marshal says they don't have any clothing with them in the Midbar. The clothing used to miraculously grow with them. But they want the new clothing. So he says, boy v'ashiyach Eitzah. I'm going to give you an idea. Asay lehem kloyim. What you should do is you should set up tents. V'hoyshe ben zoynes. And you should put zoynes inside the tents. Zekeina mibachot, an older zayna outside, the yadim b'fnim, and a younger one inside. V'yimarklam klei pishton, and they are going to be selling klei pishton. Asal him kloy may hashelu ad beis yishuvas. He sets up this huge line of tents. V'yishem ben zaynoi, zekeina mibachot, v'yadim b'fnim. He followed the instructions to the T. Shashi yisrael eichel m'shoyis v'smeichim. When they were eating and drinking, and they were all happy. V'yoytzim l'tayel b'shuk. They went out for a spatzir. I meres le'askeina. This older one would come say, and this is happening at every tent. Iyatam avakish pliktish. Would you like to buy a new suit? Zekeina meres le'bishava. He says, I have a suit. What are you charging? Retail. Then the Yalda would poke her head out of the tent and she would say, no, but Pachas, come inside. I can sell it to you for cheaper. This was like a real shuk. Do it three times. They became Hamish, the Achakach and Marisla. You know, Haret given bias. You already came here a few times. You're a good customer. Shave. Why don't you sit down? Make yourself comfortable. Not just that, Brother Atzmacha. Right? These are the fabrics. Pick one out. Why don't you make yourself a nice custom suit? Fitzartsure shall yayin amoini munachetzla. And then she would give him wine. Yayin shalamoini, says the Gemara, parenthetically, vadayin loy neser yayin shalnachr. At that time, yayin shalnachr and stam yenon had not been asa. So you know what they did? Amr loy ritzayin chashishin kosh lo yayin. He drank. Even sheshasa, bar boy. The Eitzahara began to rage like a fire. Amr loy, he told the Hashmili, would you please do an aveira with me? She took out her pocket Avodah Zarah. Amr Eloi, she said, Avodah Zeh. You want me to do an Aver with you? I'm asking, but first you're going to have to worship this Avodah. Amr Eloi says, Ala Yehuda, I'm a Yid. I can't do Avodah Zarah. Amr Eloi, Umayich Paslach, what do you care? Do you know what Avodah Zarah is? It's called Pa'ar. And you know you worship Pa'ar? Kul Mevakshel Chelo Pior. In a disgusting way. He didn't know, again, parenthetically, that was the way you worshipped it. And by being poyer to Pa'ar, despite the fact that it's a Derech B'Zayin, that's really the Avodah Zarah. Not just that, she would tell him, "Eni manachtucha shetichbar b'teres Moshe rapcha shenem heima bo bal par v'yinazru laboishes v'yishikutzim kohavam." Either way, this was the Eitzah. This was the patent of Bilam. So Bilam says, listen, I don't have a plan A. It's not working anyways, but I do have plan B. And plan B is, Elikeim shel elu soinezimaye. And they, one thing led to another, it started with a glass of wine, znus, baal pa'ar, until finally they were literally kaifer and teres maisha. Unbelievable. Incidentally, it sounds like, from when you read the psukim, what was the end game? What was Bilam trying to accomplish? Baal pa'ar. That's really what it sounds like. But for the Gemara, it's mashma not the way. The Gemara says, Elikeim shel elu soinezimaye, that the end game was the znus. That was really what Bilam was after. But regardless, that is the Gemara. So I'll just tell you one ha'ara. The Gemara goes out of its way to say that Vadayin loy neser yayin shal nachrim. That at that time, yayin nesech or stam yenon was an asa. Why is the Gemara saying that? Because the Gemara is trying to bring out, and I saw B'chaim Shmulevitz in the Sikha says this, the Gemara is trying to bring out the importance of the gzeira of stam yenon. Because you see, had they had that gzeira, had that takana been in place, it could be this whole story would have been prevented. But adayin loy neser yayin shal nachrim, and that's how a glass of wine led to znus, led to baal pa'ar, and led to the ultimate kfira. That's how the whole thing, which of course led to the magefa. That's how it all played itself out. But the point of the Gemara is to say that had yayin nesach been asr at that time, maybe this would have been prevented. You know, it's interesting that pas akum is asr, shemen akum is asr, cholov akum is asr, cholov stam. No, but either way, so all these things are aser, right? So we're going to learn the sugyas in the not too distant future when we learn Masechtas Avodah Zarah. But Stam Yenon is more chomer than all these other things. Stam Yenon is aser b'chila, as b'shtiyah, and it's aser b'hanah as well. So pas akum is not aser b'hanah. But Stam Yenon, yayin shal akum, that is aser b'hanah. Tosfos of Masechtas Shabbos, daf yud zayin amud beis. And the sugi of the Yud Ches Varm asks, in Toymar, he says, I don't understand. Why were the Chachamim more machmer when it came to Stam Yenom than they were when it came to Stam Shemen and Stam Pas? Rabbi Yaakov Emdin in his Agoyis Yaivit speaks out on that Tosis right there. Take a look at this Gemara right here and you're going to know. Because look at the precedence. Look at what came from Stam Yenom. And because of the terrible churban that came from Stam Yenom, and it's something that can certainly happen again, because there's a big difference between sitting with an Eni Yehudi in an inappropriate setting and having a bagel with him, versus drinking a glass of wine. Kalaroy Saita Bekukula Yazir Atsumina Yayin. And that's the whole emphasis of the Gemara. The Adayin Loy Nesa Yayin Shal Nachrim. Because Stam Yenin could have saved this. So of course it's more Chomer. And being that it's more Chomer, it's for that reason that we find in Halacha that it's actually Asubana. But I'll tell you something very interesting. Related to a pasuk that we spoke about earlier in the week, or I guess it was last week, I don't remember anymore. But either way, Parshas Kitzeitzei, Lo Yovei Amoini Me'avi B'Kal Hashem. Right, this is this week's Parsha. Lo Yovei Amoini, right, spoke about it Sunday. Lo Yovei Amoini Me'avi B'Kal Hashem. Gam Doir Asiri Lo Yovei Lehem B'Kal Hashem. Ad Oilam. So Amnon Moav, who of course came from the Zivug of Loit and his two daughters. First daughter named her son Moav. The second daughter named her son Amnon. Says the Torah, despite the fact that we're kraivim, g'doylo legimo, shemerachekes as akraivim, lo yovoy amoyne meyavi b'shakal Hashem. And the pasuk gives a reason. But not just one reason. The pasuk really gives two reasons. Al dvar ha-shel ekidmu eschem alechem uvamayim, b'derech b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim. Number one, when the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim, they had an opportunity to come and offer the Yidden something hot to drink, give them a meal, and they didn't do it. Al dvar ha-shel ekidmu eschem alechem uvamayim, b'derech b'tzeisim b'mitzrayim. V'asher socher alecho es bilam ben ba'or, mipsoy ram narayim makal alecho. And additionally, they also hired, they commissioned, the topic of today's daf, bilam ben ba'or, mipsoy ram makal alecho. By the way, the Ramban says, what do you need two reasons for? So he says a chiddush. He says that he believes that the first reason is coming to explain why lo yovoy amoyni b'kal Hashem, and the second reason is coming to explain why lo yovoy mayavi b'kal Hashem. Says the Ramban that even though the Pasuk says Al Dvar Asher like Kidmu Eschem, it was only Amoin that was like Kidmu Eschem. But really, Moyov was Kidmu Eschem. So, Loyovoy Amoini Al Dvar Asher like Kidmu Eschem Alechem Uvamayin. And Loyovoy Moyavi, that's because Vasher Socher Alechas Bilam Ben Poem, Ipsar Am Narayim Makalech. The obvious Kasha is Amoini Vele Amoinis, Moyavi Vele Moyavis is all based on the fact that it's only the derech of anoshim mekadim. It's not the derech of noshim mekadim. That's the sugi and yavamas I involve in the base. So that's a kasha. But the bottom line is that's what the Ramban says. That the first reason is for amoin. The second reason is for moit. And says the Ramban that he believes that what amoin did was worse than what moyov did. When amoin was like kidmu eschem lechem v'mayim, that was a bigger avera than Balak melech moyov going and hiring Bilam. Now, Ramban doesn't really explain himself, but if you look into Ramban, it's mashma a little bit, because the truth is, Hashem had already said, Al totzer es moyev, al totzer es ami, the Yidden weren't going to touch Amon or Moyev. At that point, really, they had nothing to be afraid of. So why did Amon feel like Kidmu Esav Lachav Amayim? The Yidden shouldn't have really been viewed as a threat to him. Whereas Balak, at that point, when he hired Bilam, was legitimately afraid of the Yidden, so maybe he had a right in self-defense to hire Bilam. You know, it's not clear in the Ramban, but the Ramban, that's what Ramban says. And Ramban says, that's why Amun is mentioned before Moyav. What's the Ramban coming to answer? He's coming to answer with Yaakov Emden, it's Kasha. Whenever you have Amun and Moyav in the Torah, it's always Layovei Amuni and Moyavi. It's always first Amun and then it's Moyav. Shteltzach the Fraga. Who was older, Moyav or Amun? The Bechira named her son Moyav. It was the Tzeira that named her son Amun. It's spoken in this week's parasha. So if Moyav is older than Amun, then why is it always Layovei Amuni and Moyavi? It should be Layovei Moyavi and Amuni. The Ramban is bothered with that Kasha, and the Ramban is answering the Kasha. He says, because there's two reasons. One reason was worse than the other. One Avera was more Chomer, Al-Dvar Shalei Kidmu. Either way, I ain't Shom B'Ramban. But I'm going to tell you something interesting. I saw Gevaldik Akasha. The Pasuk says, Al-Dvar Shalei Kidmu Eschem Alechem V'Mayim. It sounds like that had Amon or Amon and Mayim come and offered the Yidden Lechem, the Yidden would have eaten it. I pass Akum. Pasakum is awesome. So you're going to tell me this Gemara that we just learned. I didn't see it here, by the way. But you're going to shtel to this Gemara. V'adayin loy nesa yayin shal nachr. Right? Great sushtel. At that time, adayin loy nesa lechem shal mayim. But here's the lechem shal nachr. But here's the punchline. The punchline is, we know the Taz. The Taz says that whenever there's something mentioned before us in the Torah, that's mutter, the Rabbana don't have a right to go ahead and aser. For example, the Taz asks the Kasha that why is Mila Doicha Shabbos? Why don't we say Gzeres Shem Yavi Renu Dalan Amos Bishul Sarab? What are you going to carry? You carry the baby. You carry the Zemels. Rabbi Eliezer of Perak Rabbi Eliezer, the Mila fame, of course, holds that that's okay. Machshirei Mila, Machshirei Mitzvahs Doicha Shabbos. But we don't pass it like Rabbi Eliezer. So Freik the Ran Agavaldi Gikasha. That why don't we say Gzeres Shem Yavi Renu Dalan Amos Sarabim? Says the Ran the Taz, or I mean says the Taz. Sorry, the Ran doesn't shout to the Taz. Says the Taz, it's Pashit, because once something is Mefurish in the Torah, Ubiyei Mashmini, Afilu B'Shabes, Rabbanon don't have a right to answer. You can't answer something that's Mefurish in the Torah. So if it says Mefurish in the Torah, Advarash Leikidmu Eschem Lechem V'Mayim, which means that Lechem of Amoin is Mutter, had it Rabbanon have a right later to go and to answer, it's just a little bit of food for thought, but either way, Zokta Gemara Vaiter. The Pasuk says, Vayeshev Yisrael B'Shitim. So the Yidden were in Shitim. So this is the backdrop for what's about to happen. Which of course culminates with Baal Par. Rabbi Lezer says Shittim Shma. The place was called Shittim. Rabbi Yeshua says no. Shenetz Asku B'Divrei Shtus. They were busy with Shtus. These Moavios, they came to the Yidden, they were Arumois. Rabbi Shua Omer, the Vatikren is Milosh and Keri. Shenasu Kulam, Balei Kriyim. So then I saw the Chassam Sofer says something very sharp. He says, Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitin, Vayochel Ha'om, Liznois Albanois Moyav. So he says, Yisrael is always the Chashuvim. Ha'om is always the Pchusim. Vayeshev Yisrael Bashitin, he says, when the Chashuvim and Klal Yisrael are busy with Shtusim, Bashitim, Vayochel Ha'om, Liznois Albanois Moyav. Then the Pchusim, they get involved with Snus, they get involved with Arayas. But I saw in the Oiris Chassam Sofer on the bottom, the Magia says that this is consistent. He has a whole bunch of Mar Mekoimis, where the Chassam Sofer said the same Yisoid, where the Chassam Sofer many places writes that the Einei Ha'eda, really the leaders, the Chshuvim within the nation, they're the ones that drive the ship. And really, depending on where they are, that very often will determine where the rest of us are going to be. Now, obviously, the Am, they're going to be in the Chais Darga. But Vayeshev Yisrael
Yisrael, even the Shittim, Shtosim,
Hayochel on this nice. The rest of the nation, they're going to end up being much worse. They're going to be busy with Arayis. My Loshin, Refidim, Rabbi Eliezer, Imer Refidim, Shema. So you mentioned why Shittim is called Shittim. So we talk about why Refidim is called Refidim. Rabbi Shua said, Sharipu Atzma Midivrei Torah. So again, you always have machlekes in between Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Of course, Rabbi Eliezer was called Refidim. Shittim was Shittim, Refidim was Refidim. I'm not sure what you want. Rabbi Shua says, no, that's machin droshes. Vayesh of Yisrael b'shittim miloshin shtusim. And the Yidden were in Refidim, miloshin sharipu atzma midivrei Torah, shenema lehifnu avayis albanim, merifin yadayim. If anyone's ever heard of shmuz in yeshiva, he probably has heard this gemara. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Kol makoim shenema vayeshev. Whatever it says vayeshev, eni elu loshin tzar. So we know kol makoim shenema vayehi, eni elu loshin tzar. Ayivi meach hashverosh. Kol makoim shenema vayeshev. Not everyone knows that. This is the rest of the story. That's also a lashon of tzar. Shenemar, this pasuk. Vayeshev Yisrael bashitim, vayochel la'am. Liznois al benois mayav. Vayeshev Yaakov be'eretz megurei yove be'eretz kena. What happened afterwards? Vayove Yosef as dibasim ra'al aviyim. Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz goyshen. Vayikruvu yimei Yisrael lomos. Vayeshev Yehuda v'Yisrael levetach ish tachas gafnoi v'tachas teinosoi. Malachim Aleph Perek Hei. Vayakom Hashem Sotan. L'shloimoi es hadado adoimi mizera hamelech hubeedon. Teres Chaim says a dover niflo. Teres Chaim says the wise Vayeshev, a loshen tsar, he says because Vayeshev has to be read as follows. Vay, shav. Vav yud is vay. Woe, shav. So it suggests that something bad is going to happen. He says that's why Vayehi is a loshen tsar. Vay, Vav Yud, he. That something bad is going to happen. Vahaya, we know, is a Lashon Simcha. Because there you don't have the drasha of Vay, he. So Vayehi is always a Lashon Tzar, because the Torah could have used the word Vayehi or Vahaya. Vayehi has Vay in it. That's the emphasis. That's how you know it's a Lashon Tzar. In that same vein, says the Torah's Chaim, Vayeshev also. But then he says that, what's the tiefkeit of Vayeshev is always a Lashon Tzar? Since the Yid is not supposed to be too comfortable. And every time the Yid didn't get too comfortable, Vayeshev Yisrael b'shitim, something happens. Either way, Vas Malchei Midyan Harogu al Chaleyem, that is Bilam ben Ba'ar Hargu b'Charev. So Bilam ben Ba'ar ends up getting killed. Says the Gemara, when was he killed? In the war against the Midyan. Right? That's when he gets killed. Pinchas, his chevra, kill him. Bilam, my boy Hassan, what was Bilam doing by Midyan? I'm Rabbi Yechanan, you know what he was doing? He was coming to get paid. Shalach lito schar esim arba elef, shepi mil Yisrael. Bilam, at the end of the day, when all is said is done, ends up doing a fantastic job in the sense of executing on what he was hired to do. So he was really supposed to curse. The clothes didn't work out. They ended up being brachas. Although years later, there would be nepach to clothes again. But he ends up causing this terrible magefa. 24,000 yidden end up dying. So he tells Midyan, I want to get paid. He was sitting on invoices. This was collections. Amar Mazucha Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Haidu Damar Inshi. This is what people mean when they say, Gam lo azal im vayi karne. The camel went to get horns. Camel doesn't have horns. But he wanted horns, and Udne Dahabalik says, not only did he get horns, but he even lost his ears. Meanwhile, Bilam was trying to get paid. He wanted more. At Gvolt Nach. And what ended up happening? He ended up dying. Vez Bilam ben Pa'or HaKoysim. The pasuk refers to Bilam, this is in Sefer Yeshua, Perek Yud Gimel, as a Koysim. Koysim, that's Bilig. He was a sorcerer, Naviu. He was a prophet. I'm Rabbi Yechanan B'tchila Navi. First he was a Navi. Save Kaisim, and then he became a Kaisim. I'm Rabbi Papa, hand on Israel people, even when they say, Mi Signe V'Shilte Havoy. This woman, she was once the wife of a king, and Aizi Lagavi Nagri, and then she was Mezana with people that have lowly jobs. Harug b'nei Yisrael b'cherev eschaloleim. Omar Rav, Shekaimu boy, Arba Misois, they gave Bilam all Arba Misois, Skila, Sreifa, Herig v'chanek. Zok the Gemara. Amalehu mina l'Rab Chanina. There was a minu once told Rab Chanina. Mishmir lach Bilam bar Kama. Do you know how old Bilam was when he was killed? Amale. He said, listen, michtav l'ksiv. It doesn't say it anywhere in the Torah. But alamid l'ksiv. It says, anshi damimu mirma l'yechzu demeyem. That if people have damimu mirma. Damim means they kill. Umirma means they're deceitful. And what does the pasuk say? L'yechzu demeyem. They're not going to live up to half of how long a person is supposed to live. And Yemeshan, I say, Rabbim Shivim Shana. So what's half of 70? 35. That means I know for sure he lived less than 35 years old. So he says, I would say, oh, very good. Rashi's Kasha. Bar Talsan Ruklash Nin, or Bar Talsan Arba. So Rashi says, Rab Chanina, less late, Rab Simoid. I'm a little Shleisha Hoya, but he says, it's your Kasha. Right, if he was one of Paru's advisors, so you have to say there's a Machlekes Amirah. Either way, Amalei, so he told him, Shaper Ka Amrit, by the way, What you're saying is right. It's divrei nevius. Because I found a history book about Bilam. And it says over there, Bar Talsenu Tlashnin Bilam Chagigar. Bilam, who was a chigar, was 33 years old. Kad kotl yasi Pinchas lista. When Pinchas, that book referred to him as a listi. But either way, when Pinchas killed Bilam, Bilam at the time was 33 years old. Zok the Gemara, very important Gemara. Amalei mar brei de Ravina lebrei. Mar brei de Ravina told his son, Bekulu le tafesh lemidrash. You know, when you go through the three malachim, and even the four hediyotis that we're going to go through now, she'im lam chelik le'lam abo, you have to be careful. Like, don't overdo it in terms of the averus that they did, because you have to be careful. We're talking about people that we don't understand, like Rav Ashi when he had the dream of Menashe. And by the way, Kal V'chomer, Ben Menashe Kal V'chomer, when we talk about people who are mentioned in Tanakh as having done averus, but Chazal say Kal V'chomer, Chata Ein Elatayah. We certainly have to be careful when it comes to that. Lebar, but he told them there's one exception. Bilam Arasha. The Kama de Mishkachas Bei Derosh Bei. As much as you want to pile on Bilam, pile on. Either way, that concludes the Bilam portion of the daf. We now turn our attention from Bilam to Doyeg HaAdoimit. So who is Doyeg HaAdoimit? So we actually spoke a lot about Doyeg, or a little bit about Doyeg. Doyeg is the one who's mentioned as instigating the massacre of Noiv Irak Yehanim. But just a little bit of a backdrop. We'll do this very, very briefly. So Doyeg comes up really for the first time by Noiv Irak Yehanim. So what was the story of Noiv Irak Yehanim? David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. Shaul wants to kill him. But David didn't have any food with him. In fact, the Gemara says that had Yehoinasin ben Shaul given David a little bit of food, shtei kikros lechem, two sandwiches, the whole Noiv Irak Yehanim potentially could have been prevented. So David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. He comes to Noiv. At the time, the Mishkan was in Noiv. The Mishkan was in three places. It was in Shiloh, it was in Noiv, and it was Givin. During all the years that there was a Mishkan before Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. So at that time, he runs into Noiv and he sees Achimelech, he's the Kohen Gadol. And David HaMelech doesn't want Achimelech to know that he's running away from Shaul. So he tells him that he's really on a covert mission, and that's why he doesn't have people with him, and that's why he doesn't have any food. And he had to run really, really fast. He doesn't even have any weapons with him. Could you give me something to eat? He gives him food. Do you have a sword? He says, the only sword I have is the sword that you yourself used to kill Goliath. He says, give me the sword. Achimelech gives him the sword. Doyeg HaAdoimi, says the pasuk, was there at the time. And Doyeg was a big knacker in Shaul's government. He sees what happened, and he quickly goes, and he runs, and he tells Shaul, I want you to know that Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol of Noiv, is conspiring together with David HaMelech to get you. Shaul calls Achimelech. He calls the 85 Kohanim that was serving at the time in the Mishkan. And he says, I want them all to be killed. He turns to Avner, kill him. Avner says, I'm not going to kill him. Finally, the only person who was willing to kill him was Doyeg himself. And Doyeg goes and Doyeg kills Achimelech. He kills the 85 Kohanim. And now he kills the whole city of Noiv. When you say Noiv Irak Yehanim, you have to appreciate this isn't a shtetl somewhere in Europe that Grada had a disproportionate amount of Kehanim. This is where the Mishkan was. This was the Yerushalayim at the time. And he wiped out the entire land. Everybody, Nashem, Anashem, Ataf, everybody was killed. And it all came about because of Doyeg. Now, when the Pasuk introduces Doyeg, he really doesn't get that much of a shout out. He doesn't get that much of an introduction. The Pasuk says that at that time, when David came, so there was a person there whose name was Doyeg, and he was Abir Haroyim. That's who he was. He was Abir Haroyim. What does Abir Haroyim mean? It's a Pashim Shat, Abir Haroyim, look at the Targum, means he was the head of all the Royim, all the pastichs, all the shepherds. He was in charge of all the shepherds. Rashi says he was an Av Bezdin. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. We learned the Gemara is now to talk about the level of Torah that Doyeg HaAdoimi had. It was half of a fellow, like Menashe Yeravam. His level of Torah was unbelievable. Stating that, he was the one who instigated Noiv Irak Yehanim, and that's why he has no chelik in Olam Haba. What's interesting is that Doyeg HaAdoimi comes up a lot in Torah Shebaal Peh. I'll just give you two other examples. One is, of course, in Masechtas Yevamos, Ayin Vav Ayin Zayin. When Shaul HaMelech starts inquiring about David, and he wants to know if he's Mizera HaMeluchas, he's someone that would be worthy of possibly being king. So what does Doyeg tell him? Until you look into his yichus to see whether he's fit to be king, why don't you find out if he's even mutal lovi b'kal Hashem? He says, what do you mean? He says, because his altabab is Rosh HaMayaviyah, and lo yovei amoyne miyavi b'kal Hashem. And eventually, amoyne v'lei amoynes miyavi amoyne miyavis. But who is the instigator over there? The instigator was none other than Doyeg HaAdoimi. Another Gemara, Zvachim Nundalit on the base. Gemara over there says that David HaMelech was obsessed trying to figure out where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Right? It never says anywhere in the Torah where the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be built. It says, B'mokim asher yivcha Hashem aleikecha l'shakein shmoy sham. It's very mysterious why it doesn't say that. But the bottom line is it doesn't say it. And David HaMelech, it's a Gemara tucked away in Perek Yezeo Mekoymen, deep into the trenches of Kachim. But there's a Gemara, a little bit of Agadita, where the Gemara talks about how David HaMelech is trying to figure out the right place. And then finally he figured it out, says the Gemara. And because, and when he figured it out, Al-Dovar Zen Niskana Doyaga Adoimi B'David. Doy was jealous. David HaMelech figured out where the Mokam HaMikdash is supposed to be, Haram Iria. He was jealous. Al-Dovar Zen Niskana Doyaga Adoimi B'David. Dichsiv, as the Pasuk says, Ki kinas beischo acholosni v'cherpas cherfecho Naflu aloy im avoy bayo beisi im etin shnas leenai laf apay tenuma ad emtzum mokim Hashem. So David HaMelech figures it out. Ad emtzum mokim Hashem. He finally figured out where this is supposed to be. But Doyeg HaDoyim was jealous, and that was a big trigger in terms of him eventually wanting to take David HaMelech down. Just tell you one final interesting thing. There's a whole parak in Tehillim that David HaMelech dedicated to Doyeg HaDoyim. It's Kapitel Nun Beis. La matzeach maske le David bevoy Doyeg HaDoyim vayagi. It's talking about Beis Achimelech. It's talking about the story of Noivir HaKoyanim. But the bottom line is, Sadoiga Adoimi was involved in Ritzicha. Nothing to talk about. He's the one who killed Noivir HaKoyanim. He was involved in Lashon Hara. He went, he was Malshim, he was Moitzi Shemra. He told Shaul that Achimelech is conspiring together with David HaMelech. You see the mid of Kinnah. Because David HaMelech was able to find at Emtzum Mokim Hashem. Either way, Doyeg HaDoimi is mentioned as one of the four head yoitos she'en v'am chelik l'ayil mabas. We'll have a little bit of divrei agada regarding Doyeg. Go through these gemaras quickly and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Ksiv Doyeg. So in one place Anachi is pronounced Doyeg. V'ksiv Doyeg. So Dalid Aleph Gimel. Dalid Vav Yud Gimel. Amar Yechanan Betchil Yesh V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. In the beginning, Kadosh Baruch Hu was sitting down. He was worried about Doyeg. Shema Yotze Zel L'Tar B'Sra. He knew Doyeg was so great in learning, but he was afraid. Maybe he's going to be Yotze L'Tar B'Sra. L'Acha She Yotze. When he was finally Yotze, Amar, he said, Vay She Yotze. Vav Yud is always Vay. That's the Teres Chaim we just spoke at. Simen Giba V'Rosh V'Tzadik Chayol V'Soifer. I'm Rabbi Yisrael. Maitik Sabat Asal B'Ruha Giba Chesed El Kol Ayoy. I'm Lein Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Doyeg. Hashem tells Doyeg. Loi Giba V'Toyra Ata. Aren't you so great at learning? How do you come to these things? Matasal Bara. Loi Chesed Kel Noti Olecha Kol Ayoyim. Aren't you enwrapped with the chesed of Hashem? Rashi says, V'toyras chesed al l'shoyna, also a reference to the great levels of Torah. Bamreb Yitzchak, Maidich Sivu l'Rosha Amalekim, Malachal l'Saper Chuki. Amalek HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Doyeg HaRosha, Malachal l'Saper Chuki. He says, I don't understand. How do you learn Torah? Kishat Magi l'Parshas Meratzchem. When you come to the Parsha of Ritzicha, U'Parshas Mesapri Lashon Hara, Ma'at HaDayrish Bem. How do you give shir then? Vatisa Brisi Alei Ficha. Amar Bami Ein Terasa Shal Doyeg Ela Misafu L'Chutz. Doyeg was a Talmud Chacham, but he never internalized it. It was always superficial. It was misafa from his lips, v'lachot, outwards. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidich Sivu Yiru Tzadikim V'Yiro, V'Olav Yitzchak, B'tchili Yiro. In the beginning, people were afraid of Doyeg. He was very powerful. He was Avir Haroyin. V'Latsoif Yitzchaku, but then eventually, he ends up dying young. And because he died young, everybody left. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Maidich Sivu Chayil Bala V'Yikiyenu, Mibitno Yerushenu Kel. Amar Dovah V'Yan Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yerubayna Shalayu. Yomuz Doyeg. Doyeg should die. Amalei Chayim Bala Vayikienu. He has too much Torah. I can't take him away because of his Torah. Now Vayikienu. When he forgets his Torah, then we'll kill him. Amalefana Bevitna Yerushenu Kel. Please cause Doyeg to forget his learning already, so he could die already. Interesting Gemara. Doyeg wants. I mean, David wants Doyeg to die. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. On that same vein, Ma'idich Siv Gam Kel Yitotzchol Onetz. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. Nesi Doyeg Lamad Asi. Hashem tells David, I want Doyeg to come to Elam Abba. I'm on the fun of Gam Kel Yitotzchol Netzach, meaning he shouldn't. No, I disagree. David doesn't want Doyeg to go to Elam Abba. Ma'idich Siv Yachtucha V'Yisrachach Me'oil V'Sher Shecha Me'eretz Chaim Sela. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Hashem tells David, I hear, you don't want me to take Doyeg into Elam Abba. But Lemu Shmaita Be'im Midrash HaMishmer. Let at least his Torah, he had so much Torah. People should be saying over Torah in his name. Amar the fun of no, Yachtucha V'Yisrachach Me'oil. He should be forgotten from the oil. Olay Shal Teir. Lehavaleir B'nin Rabbanim. Okay. He should be forgotten. But let him have a hemshech. Let him have children that are Tamid HaChachamim. So he said, no, v'sheireshcha me'eretz chayim selo yeshroshim. You should be uprooted completely, even your children have. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, ma'idich siv, ayye soifer, ayye shoykel, ayye soifer es hamigdolim. This is referring to Doeg. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, but it's referring to Doeg. What happened to the Sofer? What happened to the Shoikel? What happened to the one that used to count Migdalim, towers? Aye, Sofer, Kol Yesh B'Torah. He used to count the Yesh B'Torah. Aye, Shoikel, Shoikel, Kol Kam V'Chamur Yesh B'Torah. He used to not make Kal V'Chaymers, Kalim V'Chamur, Kal V'Chaymers. Aye, Sofer, Zem Migdalim, Shoyes, Sofer, Shloish Meis Halachis, Pesukos Migdal Perech B'Aver. He used to say 300 Halachis regarding a tower that's floating in the ear. Amrab Ami Arba Meir Boyu Boyu Dog Vachi Teufel. Boyu Dog once asked 400 shilas b'migdal aperech ba'aver regarding a migdal that floats in the ear, v'lei ifshut l'huchad, and they couldn't answer any one of these shilas, which, by the way, segues into tomorrow's daf. Rashi says, what's a migdal aperech ba'aver? So you look at the top Rashi on the left side of the daf. So Rashi has a few different pshatim, tumas, tyrus, what exactly migdal aperech ba'aver is. But I saw the Mashal says a very nice pshat. In light of that, Gemara, we said in Masech Dizvachim, where David HaMelech found the Mokum HaMikdash, while Dover Zen Eskana Doyek, David was jealous. So he says, maybe that was the Migdal HaPerech Ba'aver. The Migdal is none other than the Migdal. It's referring to the Beis HaMikdash. And it was Perech Ba'aver, because no one knew where it was supposed to be. So in that sense, it was Perech Ba'aver. And you see that Doyek wanted it so badly. 300 halachis trying to figure out the Migdal Perech Ba'aver. But who figured it out? David HaMelech figured it out. Val Dover Zeh, Skanadoye.